Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. I want to share some findings from a recently released paper that was published by Tomas Conyer and a group of economists looking at ADP payroll data to try to understand what's been happening in the labor market as a result of the pandemic, the shutdowns, the business closures, layoffs, etc. The paper is really, really interesting, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes. But here are some of the highlights. First, according to this data, the economists find that aggregate employment in the private sector declined from mid-February to late April. That was the trough, late April, a total of 21%. So 21% of jobs in the private sector were lost. There has been a slight rebound to late May, with about 6% of those jobs coming back, but still we're looking at a total of 15% of all private sector jobs lost between mid-February and late May. But more importantly, these pandemic-related job losses are far worse for people on the lower ends of the income scale. More than 35% of all workers in the lowest quintile of wage earners were laid off through mid-April, compared to only 9% of all workers in the highest wage quintile, according to the research. The economists stated very plainly, the employment losses during the pandemic recession are disproportionately concentrated among lower wage workers. And the paper continues, by mid-May, employment for workers in the bottom quintile was still depressed by 30%, and only about 5% of the top-earning workers remained out of work through mid-May. And also, job losses for women are about 4 percentage points higher than they are for men, according to the report. This confirms the fears that we've talked about before on the show, that the weight of the coronavirus pandemic and the ensuing recession has fallen on the most vulnerable. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell once said, these are the least able to bear the burdens. It also underscores the notion that the pandemic is increasing inequality in the U.S. Some of the gap between the low and high wage earners and even the women versus men job losses, that can be attributed to business size and industry somewhat, because many of the early pandemic-related layoffs were concentrated on lower-paid industries and industries that have a lot of women employees, such as retail, restaurants, and leisure services. The paper also dives deep into wage data and the wage impacts of recession-related job losses as well. It's too much to go into now, but I encourage you to read the paper, maybe over the weekend for some light labor market reading. It's a fascinating paper. Thanks to the folks for sharing it, and thanks for the ADP folks for making their data available for this kind of analysis. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.